Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So a story that Dan had in the top of the hour news, Joaquin Phoenix has slimmed down for his latest movie role, possibly for the last time in his career.
There's no way this can be healthy.
During a news conference earlier today at the Venice Film Festival, the Oscar-winning actor, who is now 49, said losing weight to star in Joker, Folie à Deux, was more challenging than it was for the original film in 2019 because of the sequel's musical elements. Quoting here from Joaquin Phoenix, "This time it felt a bit more complicated just because there was so much dance rehearsal that we were doing, which I didn't have last time. And so it felt a bit more difficult." He said he had to lose a lot of weight for the role. Where did I read? It was 47 pounds.
But yep. Do you guys remember, and Joaquin Phoenix is not a large man anyway. You remember in his first Joker, he was emaciated.
He lost 52 pounds
for
that.
He was emaciated. You could see his, oh my gosh, his shoulder blades and clavicle. There were a couple of scenes he wasn't wearing a shirt, and it was shocking how much weight he lost.
I did not know that the Joker had a real name. Arthur Fleck. Yeah. Where have I been all my life?
So I looked this up because I was curious. The most weight any actor has lost for a role. So this last Joker, he lost how much?
For the first one, he lost 52.
Okay.
For this one, he lost 47.
God, and he's older. The Dark Knight Rises star Christian Bale made headlines in 2004 for losing an incredible 63 pounds to play emaciated insomniac Trevor Resnick in the movie 2004, The Machinist. They're saying he was the star of Dark Knight Rises, but right. Christian Bale in the movie The Machinist lost 63 pounds.
I never heard of it, so that was weight wasted.
Yeah, you lost 63 pounds. And there's got to be a way that a doctor would have to monitor that.
How much did Tom Hanks lose for Castaway?
That's the other one.
Because he was very skinny by the end of that movie. I'll look that up.
If it's not, okay, so
50 pounds.
I was going to say, Christian Bale wins at 63, if you want to call that winning, and Castaway does not surprise me that was 50. And he didn't have 50 to lose. Tom Hanks has always been a thinner guy.
Well, but at the beginning of that movie, you'll remember when he was, I think he worked for FedEx as some sort of an executive. He was a little pudgy at the beginning. I mean, he wasn't fat. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that.
Well, but was that not makeup?
Well, it could have been, or he could have been. I wonder how much somebody's had to gain for a movie role.
Before you go, Sam, let's go back. Tom Hanks, we forget, has done this twice. The
Castaway
obviously is the more recent. Tom Hanks in Philadelphia,
oh, that's right,
as the AIDS patient in 1993, got very skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Damon in Courage Under Fire did it. Tom Hanks, Castaway. Here is a photo of Christian Bale in The Machinist.
Oh my God!
It is.
Oh my God!
Shocking.
You can see his ribs all the way from his abdomen to his neck.
Oh. God.
Hanks dropped from 225 to 170 during the filming of Castaway. Vincent D'Onofrio.
Common spelling.
Yeah. Otherwise known as Gomer Pyle in Full Metal Jacket, had to put on 70 pounds for that role.
Huh.
Mark Wahlberg ate 7,000 calories a day for weeks on end to gain 30 pounds for Father Stew.
Here's the other one I forgot. Matthew McConaughey in Dallas Buyers Club, which was also about procuring HIV medication to bring back to AIDS patients.
Oh, that's right. He did lose a lot of weight.
He lost 40 pounds. But I'm telling you, the Christian Bale photo is stunning.
That cannot be healthy.
There's no way.
Bale also gained 43 pounds for American Hustle.
Huh.
Wow. Okay. In 2022, Kylie Jenner gave birth to her second baby, a son named Wolf, and then famously changed his name to Air.
Wait a minute. Air as in the air you breathe, or hair, he's my air?
A-I-R-E.
Okay.
Jenner revealed that she felt pressure to sign the birth certificate and chose the name Wolf in haste, instantly regretting it. It turns out that she is.
You had 9 months to figure it out.
It turns out she is not alone. Nearly 1 in 10 moms, 9% of moms, say they regret the name they chose for their baby. Mm-hmm.
How do you feel pressured to sign when your child is born? Even if you don't know the sex of the baby, you go in generally with a list.
I know people who go in with having zero idea what they want to name that child.
What?
And they decide
no
when they look
way
at it. Or at least that's what they claim.
We had, for Sarah, we had two names going in. We knew it was going to be a girl. We had Sarah and Jenna. And when she was born, Sarah was the one I wanted, and Jenna was the one that Shonda wanted. And when Sarah was born, Shonda was holding her in the bed, and she looked at me and said, "It's a Sarah." And I was like, oh, thank God.
Like, thank God.
Maya was just Maya because named after my dad.
Jack went in as Noah and came out Jack.
How'd that happen?
His namesake. We named him after his grandfather. And I cannot imagine
him as a him, Noah.
No. Now, once you've named your child, you cannot imagine any other name.
Huh.
Why do we rely on mothers who are heavily sedated? Because they're...
That's why you
have it.
That's why you have the name picked out before you go in.
Wait a minute. Why do you say they're heavily sedated?
He's talking about the epidural.
Yeah.
Well, that's not sedated. That's just you can't feel anything from your waist down.
Yeah, that's just a numbing agent.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Now, they used to chloroform women back in the farm days, 1920s, 30s. My grandmother did say the town doctor brought in a rag with ether on it. They held her down.
And knocked her out?
Put it over her mouth and knocked her out. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's felony assault and battery.
It is today.
Of a pregnant woman.
Does this smell like chloroform?
Yes, and yes, it did.
Good night.
Like, God, how did those women? I would have lasted 3 minutes and I would have killed somebody. I would have been in jail. I would have been on a chain gang.
Okay.
Ether. Look it up. It was called Ether.
Did you ever go in? So you went in with Noah for Jack, but he came out Jack. What about the other three? Did you go in with their names?
We knew Sophie was Sophie. With the third one, I was 99.9% sure I wanted B. And then with the last one, I think we went in pretty much knowing all of them.
Did Joe get a say in any of this?
Yeah. Oh, no. I liked a lot of names. I liked Chloe. I love Gert. I just loved the name Gert. I love the name Gert.
That sounds like something you hack up in the morning after a long night of drinking.
It's Gertrude or Gertie. You call her Gert? Oh, it's darling. You know what my favorite name is now? It's Poppy. Oh, my God. I want a Poppy. I mean, not for me, but
like
somebody.
Poppy Harlow on CNN?
Yes. Rory McIlroy's daughter's Poppy. You don't think that's the most darling name ever?
It's cute.
Poppy McIlroy.
But for a kid, not for an adult.
Poppy on CNN's a Poppy.
I can't believe you would want a GERD.
Not GERD.
It doesn't sound better when you add a T. It doesn't.
Well, no, I was very creative. I wanted to be creative when I named those babies.
If Maya was a boy, she would have been Ethan. I love that name for a guy.
Oh, that's still like in the top 30 or something,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, I was going to be SOS no matter what. It was a cry for help.
You were going to be Sam no matter what?
I was either going to be Samuel Oliver or Samantha. Olivia.
Aww.
SOS, baby.
I think your parents were sending you a message.
It's a warning.
My mom was definitely sending a message.
913-586-7798. Sam Stevie III, SOS. Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, here on KMBZ.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.